Good tovach. Okay, we're up to Sif Chav Zayin. Hopefully tonight, Mitzrayim, we'll finish the simon. It's easy, Seifim here. Let's see. Sif Chav Zayin. Ein chilek be'inyan siddur. There's no difference when it's referring, when we're talking about siddur, mesadrin. There's no chilek be'imik ha'koyil metaltali. Whether the loiva only has karka left, whether he only has metaltalin, it doesn't make a difference. Sha'afilo ein loy ala karkois. Even if he's penniless and all he has is karka, menichim loy, you leave him enough karka, l'tzer kol advam hamurim, that he'll be able to buy his pillow and his cover and his two beds and his everything that he needs that we allow from mesadrin, then he could take it out of karka as well. The only nekuda is that negeya to klei umnis, we had before that klei umnis, if a guy has two, we leave him two. If he has one, we don't buy him a second. If he has zero, we train him hold that you leave him with zero. You don't ever buy him more klei umnis than he had. So the preacher points out over here that this is only been negated his clothing and his beds, etc. But if a guy be klei umnis, if he has no klei umnis, we're not going to provide him with the klei umnis. We're not going to use the karka to buy him klei umnis. Except for, which we already once discussed, except for if he really had the klei umnis all along and just now he lost it. So you see, he can't get away without the claim. He needs his claimness. Just punk today, he lost his claimness. So then we use the karka to buy him to replenish his claimness. And we said, Lokuti Alokas argues with that. The Chofetz Chaim argued with it. He didn't bring it down, but he held not like that. But Pashas, we go like the preacher. Then in the Bechai Gavna, yes, we will have to buy his claimness. But Minastam, it's not talking about claimness, it's talking about everything else. All right, let's move on. Siv Chav Ches. Hisne imoy, it's a very important sifra, Rabbi Isai. Hisne imoy, if a person makes a tanai with the loiva, shalo yisadru loy b'choiv, the loiva accepts upon himself this condition that he will not do sidr b'choiv. It means he won't mon for mesadrin. B'choiv zeh, tanoi kayim, the tanai is kayim. You're allowed to be masna mashakosu b'toyer, even though masna mashakosu b'toyer normally doesn't work, but by davashe b'momin it does work. So what you see from here is gavaldika yisoid, that the din mesadrin, even though it's a daraisa, micha micha from erichin, it's a gzeris hakosu, but it's not an issa. Yisoidai, it's a hilchus momin, it's a schus that the loiva has to retain his basic necessities, and if it's given to us, no, he's allowed to be a master mashal kosa b'torah because the davar shebamamon tanoi kayim. So he has a right to do that. That's Yisoy. This is a Sefer Trumis, it's a Ramban. A number of Rishonim go like this, and that's how we paskin. It's a davar shebamamon. Very important. Aval, that's if you masna beferish that you're taking away misadrin. Shalai yisadru loy. Aval, but mashe shibud loy kol nechosev, if you just write in your document, he's mishabed all his nechosim, ein bezet tanai levata lasidu, that tanai, that you could take all my nechosim, or mishabed all my nechosim, that's not enough to take care of misadrin. Why? Because we say, shalohoye bedaitai, his kavana wasn't only ela al hanechosim ruim la piyatayra. That's all his kavana was. His kavana wasn't that you should leave him without a shirt. His kavana was, you could take all my assets, whatever you're allowed to take, al piyatayra. Until you mention explicitly Tanaya Sid, until you mention that Lahedya, that he shouldn't be Mesada you. But if not, if you don't say that Lahedya, just say Shibu Kol Nechosa, that's not enough. Continues the Machabah. I feel the Kosav Meglimid the Gaspoi. Even if you write such a stark Lashon, which is standard Shufr Dishtara, that we write these Lashonis, I feel the Glimid the Gaspoi from Chazal already, you could take even the shirt on my back, on my shoulders, the Loy Oma, still we don't say that takes care of Mesadrin. You still have to leave him his shirt, so what do you write that for? Like Amma Elal Itzdala, he was referring to his itzof. He has a very fancy garment. Pish Tagum Ideres Shina is Taich Itzdala Bavlos. You see, Ideres is Itzdala. Bas Meizuz, I only was referring to if I have $100 coat or shirt, She'en Uxisarulai, and the labor doesn't deserve that. Because he's an oni, he only doesn't deserve to walk around with $100 shirts. Shemaychre, you could sell it v'itnu l'ksesaru uyaloi, and you give him a ksesaru uyaloi. So even that lashon doesn't work. You have to write lehedya shalei yisadjulei. Only then will it work. Continues the mechaber one more halacha. Vim ama al menash shalei yebechayv zedin sida. If he changes the wording, he mentions sida, but doesn't say it like the beginning shalei yisadjulei that. You won't have to give me sida. No. He says, Shalaye bechayv zedin sida, that this chayv is not subject to the parsha of sida. Eina moil, that won't work. Davle masna mashakasa v'tayra, kumoya manas, shalaye te shvias misham tosai. By shvias, if I say that you won't be meshamet me, means I acknowledge that the Torah says that there is Shemitah, and that this chayiv is subject to the Shemitah of the Torah, just I'm telling you that you shouldn't be meshamet me, so there's a mechila, so that works. But if I say that this chayiv shouldn't have Shemitah, how could you do that? The Torah says the chayiv does have Shemitah. Every chayiv has Shemitah. So you can't override the Torah and say the chayiv doesn't have Shemitah, so that won't work. So too by Siddur. If I say that this chayiv doesn't have Siddur, tough. It has Siddur. Even if you say it doesn't have Siddur, the Torah says it has Siddur. But if I acknowledge, yes, it has Siddur, but I'm asking you, I'm asking for your mechila, we're being masna, that you've been building into this chayiv, a mechila, that you won't be masada, then it will work. That you could do, that's fine. So that's why shalai yisadjulai will work, but amanas, she'ein, shalai yibachayv zedin, so that's not going to work. All right. It makes no difference as long as both parties agree. Right, it makes no difference as long as both parties agree.
I'm saying, after Masa, I'm not sure because when you don't, it makes no difference which one said it, right?
Right, it doesn't make a difference. Same thing. If it's a bad lashon, it's a bad lashon. If it's a good lashon, it's a good lashon. All right. So let's just take apart this sif a bit. There's a few geshmaker pieces here. First of all, it says over here that if I say b'mashe shibulay kol nechasav, that's not going to take care of my mesadrin. And even if I say you can take the shirt off my back, also doesn't take care of mesadrin. Because I mean this expensive shirt. L'chayra, without my tanai, you already had the right to take from the loiva everything but the shir mesadrin. That you had the right without. So when he makes a tanai, he's being moisef, letzviye asa. You could take all the nechasim, or you could take even the shirt on his back. Isn't it obvious that he means to override mesadrin?
Not even better. Let's say, Kerotzi didn't have such a shirt.
Right. He doesn't know. Maybe he'll end up buying such a shirt before the due date, or even after the due date, when you're coming time to collect. So I mean, as our shirt. Yeah, but why? Why can't you say it's Latvia? Why can't you say that's what I mean? No, because you find a chazal, you find that. When we make documents, you find a chazal that if a person adds into it more than he had to, we say he must be, he did it for some reason, and it's Latvia. But if he adds a certain lashon, then his mach is above his adait. We say that when a person adds lashonis, an amonis, if I add lashonis, and it gives the balash down amonis. We find kama mekaymis in chazal that when you add, we deduce from there, what are you adding for? Must be adding for something more than what the Torah wants. So then Mamela will apply it accordingly, whatever it is. So the Shaila is over here, the Gduli Chuma Frekta Shaila, that what's going on, L'chayri Shaila Tvuyasa, and beside he blight, he has eitzes, he muches, but beside his kasha blight, that what's going on, L'chayri Shaila Tvuyasa, and we should say it means to override Mesadrin. Sorry? Good. No, but that's how we pass, and that's how we pass. I hear, okay, no, and Shiba called Nechasa, what do you need it for? So the Divrei Shal, that's Yetzir Shal Natanzan, he says, Pshat is, maybe that's what you meant, Maisha, is that he said, that Avada we know it's a Tzviyosin. Now, we know that you mean to be Masna, that there's no Mesadrin. But even that doesn't work. Because like he says at the Seifim, I'm not sure that didn't say that in a mile. You have to use a better Lashon. You have to use a Lashon that I understand that the Torah subjects the slave to the Siddur, but you're not going to be misademy. We know you meant Litzviyasa, we know you meant that the slave shouldn't have Siddur, but that also doesn't work. You have to say a better logic, we have to refer to the person, not to the slave. So that's his Eitz. The problem with his Eitz is if you look in the Torah, it's Mefush Raket. The Torah, when he brings it down, he says that when you say these Lishainis, even the Mechab is also like that. We touch up, that's not the reason. He really, his Kavanah was to take care of Siddur, but he blew it. He really said the wrong Lashon. You see from the Mechab and the Torah that no, we touch up his Lashon. His Lashon really means, what's the Lashon? Lahi b'dayte ela nachasim meruloi, or by the itzdala, glimdak aspoi, la'ome la itzdala. That's what he meant. That's not what he meant. He meant to take care of Mezajin, but he blew it. He used the wrong Lashon. So, Amma, you see, that's not the Kavana. So, I want to suggest, is that every time we find that we say letfiye asa, that you mean something, is that when you're touching what you mean to add is extra, you have the right to do it. You're not going against the Torah, but you say when you're doing it. Over here, what you're trying to accomplish over here is a tanaya masa masha kasa v'tayah. You're trying to change what the Torah did. That itself is a chiddush. Some people hold Masa Meshachos Torah doesn't work even by Davar Shebamamen. And even when it does work, Taisis holds it has to be a Tanai Gomor and there has to be Bari, and if it's a Sofik, that Tanai is not going to work. You need Hilchus Tanayim here to take care of Masa Meshachos. It's not like a game Oistama Mechila. No, you have to create a Tanai to be Masa Meshachos Torah. So Bishloim, if you want to add Nemones, you want to add them Boris Adait, even though Stam B'nei Adam, we don't mean to sell that, but because you're adding this Lashon Al Kocha Kimina, fine, so you meant it. But here, it's not just you meant this, beside you meant it, but that's not enough. You have to make a tonight to be Masa Meshachos Torah. You have to change the halachas of the Torah. You have to change the halachas of this chayv. That even though this chayv is subject to the mesajin, but you're building into this chayv a mechila on the mesajin. To do a Masa Meshachos Torah, that we never found, that Letzviya Asa takes care of Masa Meshachos Torah. It could tell you that, yes, you're being Meisev, but that it should have a proper Hilchus Tanayim to be Mishana, the Gidrei HaTorah, that it won't work. Memela, therefore we touch up, Al Kochu, you must have meant something else, because if you meant to be Masa Meshachos Torah, you would have set up a Fesh, because this is not going to be work to take care of the Torah. If you want to be Masa Meshachos Torah, you have to say it Lahedja, with the proper Lashonis. Memela, Al Kochu, we touch up, this is what you meant. All right, a suggestion. The Rishol is not saying that. The Rishol is saying that he meant to take care of Mezadrin. He said, it's as if he said, Lo ye bechayv zed, didn't see the, but it's the wrong Lashon. I'm saying even if, let's say, he didn't have that halach at the end, still about, you want to make it tonight to be Masa Mashakos HaTor, you have to have an emissary tonight. Right, but he's saying because you had the Tanai, but you said the wrong Lashon. I'm saying not that. Even if the Sefer would have worked, I'm saying you have to have a Tanai. You didn't do it, but Tari's Tanai. You didn't have Havada. Maybe that was your Kavana, but you didn't do a proper Tanai to be Mishana the Gidrei HaTorah. Okay.
You don't speak about here about Tanai and the
God
name.
We
don't speak about
that. No, but we know them. We might so much across the Torah. We the Arayis and Mishana, but you have to have certain Tanoim, Hilchus Tanoim, to take care of that. It doesn't make a difference. Either one. Why? Still it's for Yasa. He said those extra Lashonis.
Another
Ben
is a Shibit.
Are the Nukhasim? Mine, yes.
Huh?
Mine.
Is it a Shibit or
Mine? There's a Shibit Mine, yeah. Lachaira.
Maybe that's what he meant to say.
That what? You have a Shibit Mine, but that you have anyway. That you have anyway.
Lifetime is talk about it. You can be Goyim from anything.
No, because what's wrong? Because with Manenu, Chazal took away the Shibud Minei, but Negev to other Lukuchas, the other Balichoivis. So then it would be into Santa Alacha. So then it should say that you have a right to now have Kedima before the next Balichoiv, Lukuchas. I don't say that. We're not going to learn it out to that. All right. No Kakasha.
The guy doesn't have any, when the guy borrows money, an honest person borrows money, he never thinks he won't be able to pay back the money.
Good.
So the guy's like, you know, I'm going to take the shirt off my back. But if it comes down to a little nicer, the person tech doesn't want to walk around with his underpants walking around the street. He doesn't want to do that.
Right.
So the din of misadrin really is he's not understanding the din of misadrin. He's taking it out from the modest.
He's trying to mamish convince the Mava, even though Remez doesn't do anything.
Correct.
Okay, you mean want to say he is Balbate, Shokatamil, so that's why the Tfuyat doesn't work. He's trying to convince the Mava to give him the money. Okay, fine, fair enough. All right, just to remind the Olam, we discussed when we started the Mesadrin, is that Remez is a Machloikis Rishonim, how we paskin. It's Machloikis Amaroim. Machloekes Rishonim, how we pass, if we pass a Mesadrin Bechlal, Rabbeinu Tam holds that we don't hold the Mesadrin. Only by Erchin is Mesadrin, not by Baal Chayv. Mechava is obviously passing Mesadrin, that's Tur Mechava, but we said that the Chuvus Maram could be Tzurash, but at least the Chuvus Maram says it's only Bidin Sofik, a Meitzim Mechaver of Arai, you can't be Meitzim Momin, because maybe there is Mesadrin, and he's Muxek, the life is Muxek. Memela we tie in it, the Knesset Agdoil, and the Gdule Truma, and others tie in it, that if the Mava would Chap, do Tfisa, then the Mava would win, because he could say Kimli like Rabbi Natam, that there is no Mesadrin. Right? You want to say Kimli there is? I hold Kimli there is not. But Kitzah, I just want to bring out that at the end of the day, the place can hold that it's a Sofik. I don't want to say Sofik Hashoko, but at least it's a Sofik, and that it's not a Halacha Psuka that the Loiva wins that there's a Pasha of Mesadrin by Baal Chayv. And Mela Tainit, the Fiske Mishvat, a Goenisha Shaila. In fact, they're like this. The Halacha is, Masa Mashal Kasa B'Torah doesn't work. But Masa Masha Kosvu Chachomim does work. In Masa Al Tanai the Rabbanon will work. Machabe says at the end, if I say the wrong Lashon, Shalei Yibichoyiv didn't see them, that's not going to work, because I'm being trying to be Masa Masha Kosvu Batariu, that's not going to work. Frek the Piskei Mishpat, as I says, like, Be'emis Mesadrin is a Machloikis. Lahaloch it's Machloikis. And the only reason I can't be Mesadrin is because Kimli. Now, he says a different Lashon. He says that if you hold like this, Machlekes Yishrayim, Sveika Deraisa Lechumri, is that Lechumri Midaraisa, Lechumri Midarabana? So he holds that if it's Sveika Deraisa on the Malva, whether he has to do Misadrin, it's only Lechumri Midarabana that he has to do Misadrin. He should fear as a Lechumra Midarabana to do Misadrin. That's how he understands this halacha. Why is it Misadrin? Because it's Sveika Deraisa, which gives him a chumra midrabanan to do misadrin. So he says at the end of the day, then it comes out that the only reason why the malva is doing misadrin is because midrabanan, because he has to be choishish for a safek deraisa, which is only the rabbanan. So at the end of the day, he says that the pash of misadrin lahalacha is only a pash of midrabanan. So memeli he blibes shver. Why is the mechabe saying when you say shelo yibichayv zed din sidu ain amoyel davli masa machakasu b'toyra, you're only being masa machakasu with the rabbanan who said that you have to be machman as veika deraisa. Without the rabbanan, I wouldn't be machmir. So it's only because of the rabbanan that I have to be machman. So you're being masna on what the rabbanan said to be machman as safek deraisa. But the kasha is going shikasha. That's how I hear the deretz. Yeah, he himself says, if you go like that, it's fine. If you go like that, that will be a problem. Sorry. Right, but the only reason I'm being machmir is midirabanan. Now the Maris says the reason why he's being machmir is because he has a kimli, he has a cheskas mamon. But all right, the way he says I'm only being machmir derabanan, and mele should be sveika derabanan, so mele should be a din derabanan, so mele your tanai should help. Comes on the Aitza Mishpat and says a very glatt chilek. It's a very partial cheshem lechayyim. He says let's go back a step. If you hold misadrin, if you hold like the Rishonim misadrin and you make this tanai, it's not going to work because it's masa machakas b'toyra. And if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam that there's no Mesadrin, about your tonight is going to work. You don't even need it tonight. It's going to work even without you tonight. So he says, at the end of the day, you still have a machloikas, even after you made this tonight, you still have a machloikas rishonim if this tonight is going to help and take care of Mesadrin. So you still have that Sofik deraisa. You're still faced with the same Sofik deraisa. Memeli, you still have Sveika. You have to be machman with the Rabbanan. It's not, he went, they first make it into the Rabbanan, and now you slap on that Tanai. Now it goes the other way around. Your Tanai, if you'll ask this set of Rishonim, they'll say your Tanai is nothing and doesn't work. If you ask that set of Rishonim, hold it, the Tanai does work because you don't even need the Tanai. So at the end of the day, it'll be Makloikas Rishonim if you're facing a derisive misogyn. Memela, it's a Sveika Lechuma. So your Tanai is not going to work. He went that way, but he has a tight job the other way. Memela, that's very gishmak. What the Mechabe said is, Havlei Masa Machakos V'Tayr. Okay, you have another test. I'm just saying, we can have eights here, but the else is chap. Lechay's chap is not right. Sorry?
So this whole thing, if
Noah in
time is only because of
Mechila,
right?
Correct, only
because of Mechila. So you saw the Mesadrin
God, it's tzedakah, gimel chasidus. Yeah, I mean, it's learned out micha American, but. Vaisayt he does. Vaisayt it's a tzchus moment. Yeah, I'm saying vaisayt. That's what you see from here, because if you see, it could be Michael. Vaisayt be yisoyde, it's a tzchus moment.
How does this work? Is it tzedakah or is it tzchus moment?
Maybe you have the tzchus to have that tzedakah. It's like his own pledge money to a nani. So it's b'tayr's tzedakah, but he already has that tzchus, right? I don't know. It's like the tayr gave the loiva, the ani, that tzchus to the misogyn.
Even if you made it,
they're
not
going to
be
misadrin.
You still have
the chiyuv. No, that's tamas chiyuv. They're not this din chiyuv. No, there's a special. It's not mamish tzedakah. It's in hilchas gevuras kol. It's in hilchas gevuras. It's me'ain. Some say it's me'ain. It's tzedakah degedin. The Torah is teaching us how to have midas. I don't know. Rachmanis. I don't know chazidus.
Once you made this,
there's no. That's it. It's out. Right. You, like every other thing, you could be masnas. You can mas on this. I'll become a chassid in a different way. I'll make cholent to my shul for Shabbos. I'll throw a kiddush. I mean, another way, but not in this way. I don't have the chiv in this way. All right. Let's look at a piskei mishpat. Piskei tshuva, I mean. Look at piskei tshuva in the page before. Kosav b'sei, it's sivkot yudalet. Kosav b'sei for shan mishpat. Right? Into Santa Chap. You have to hold cup, but it's into Santa Chap. Venera, to be chai gavna, em chayiv oid chayiv acher beloy tnai. He has two malvas. With one malva, he made it tonight that there's no misogyn. So that malva could mamish clean him out. And with the other malva, he didn't make such a tonight, so the second malva has to leave him the sheer misogyn. V'chein, b'chol hani shemavu b'sif she'achez, same misogyn. Like so too, the next sif, we're going to see, according to some shitas, not everything is subject to the parasha misogyn. Let's say schiris, some holders don't have a dim misogyn. So let's say, oh, somebody, momin, hava, that is subject to misogyn, and he owes somebody because of schiris, which is not subject to misogyn. What is the halacha? What do you do now? One guy can clean him out and one guy can't. What's the halacha? He says, the person who has the tnai that has a right to clean the loiv out and gansin, where it's mekoyach schiris, he has a right to clean the seicher out. He only could take rak chatzi asidur. He'll take half his clothing, half his sidur. So you have to leave him two shirts, whatever. Or you have to leave him a shirt and pajamas. He'll take the shirt and leave the pajamas, or vice versa. He'll take the pajama top, leave the pajama bottom. He'll take half of the sidur what he's entitled to. V'haloiva yesh lechatzi asidur machmas choy bal choy v'acher. But the loiva will be left the second half of the sidur, because that the second bal choy has no right to take. Two bali chayvis, they both share. Let's say there's no kedima in a normal case. Let's say there's no valpez, whatever it is, they share. So when they're coming to take from the loiva, one guy could take him everything, but the other guy has a shibud also to take everything. But he has misogyn, so he has to give back to the loiva half. It's as if both malvis cleaned out the loiva in gansin. Together, so each one took half of the seder, but the malva who had no right to take the seder gave back the seder because that's what the Torah wants, misogyn, tzedakah, give it back to the loiva. So the loiva is now left with half a seder. Why can't now the first malva go ahead and chop now the second half of the seder? If the loiva ends up with it, so let the malva chop the second half of the seder. Zogt shamish, but that's his chiddush. It's just like we find Madame to ribis, and we find by other cases, by Hanaka, when there's an Indian to be vechyeu, to be mechaya, this particular loiva, or the evid, this individual, the bali chayvis have no right to collect from it. Tzedakah, if I give tzedakah to a noni, the bali chayvis can't chop away this tzedakah. Because I wasn't giving the tzedakah that the malva should be able to profit. I gave the tzedakah that the oni should live. So he has no right, the malva of the oni has no right to chop away the tzedakah. Oh, so he says, the same thing, misogyn is me'ein a tzedakah de gedin. So when the second malva gave the sheer misogyn back to the loiva, it's like tzedakah, the first malva has no right to collect from that, it's off limits. Because it was given to the loiva so he should live, he should have the basic necessities. It wasn't given to the loiva so other malvas could chop from it. Memela, that first malva has no right to chop from it. So the first malva will collect half the siddur, the second malva has to leave half the siddur, and it will end up by the loiva because the first malva can't take it away.
Why does each one have a chiv to give a whole siddur?
They do.
So why only half?
What should I do? The first malva has the right to take everything, and the second malva.
Why don't I have a chiv to give him back the whole?
Oh, let the second what the second malva should have to give even more than the chiv.
No, whatever he needs for siddur.
Because it's not my fault that you decided to give up your siddur to somebody else.
Don't I have a chiv to be
misad? You do, so I'm willing to be misad. I'm leaving you your basic necessities, and then you're taking here for those basic necessities and giving it away to the first malva.
Why am I giving it away?
Why is it? Because the first malva made it tonight with the loiva that he's not going to use misadjin against him in the chiv. So it's not my fault. I left the loiva full sheer misadjin.
The loiva should take everything, take his hair, give back the whole say, then the loiva should be able to touch it.
Right, the whole thing.
He should be mechuyev to set him up, no matter what he takes. If he owed $100 and the siddur was $99, he'd have to leave him $99.
Right. So then how could the man... No, Tertz is because we're coming with Azachas. We both have the right to... We collect everything above the siddur.
I don't have a right to leave someone without a siddur.
Right, so I'm leaving him a siddur. I'm leaving him a full siddur. But the malva is... the first malva is taking the first half of siddur because he made it tonight with the guy.
Anything.
Right, we're giving the light to Shamish, he's able to touch anything, because once I leave him the siddur, yeah, but I have no, I had no right. No, but that first half of the seder, I mean, I didn't leave him because that first half I had no right to collect from because the first mavo had the right to collect. So then I didn't leave him. So then Abba Zayd and I should have a chiv not to leave him a full second half of the seder. I hear a kasha. I hear a shayla. I got to think about it. All right. It's a good question. Right, so he's saying, so they'll share everything above the seder. Now that's already taken, right? And now when you're trying to get the seder, oh, they'll share the chiv seder. No, but here, but you see, the first mav is not doing that.
What do you mean he's not doing it? Because he doesn't have to give it back.
See, doesn't have. I mean, we'll share the chiv. That's for sure. When you have three malvas, let's say no one made it tonight. So you have three malvas, two malvas. They don't give him two sets of siddur. They only give him one set of siddur.
Well, my siddur, he's getting it.
Get a set.
But not because but
everybody has a
so we're both chipping in to that sheer siddur. And then you have a right to take it because you made it tonight. All right. Fine. Comes along the Shoshanis Yankiv, and Tain is like this. There's Allah Rabbi saying Siv Lamid, the last Sif, talks about that even when there is Siddur, if the Loivim makes a Shvua, that he's not going to be misogyn, that he's going to pay up everything, or even if he doesn't say Lahedja, he makes sure that he makes a Shvua that he's going to pay up on a certain date. So even though there's a Pasha of misogyn, fine, but out of your Shvua, you got to pay me up. If you don't, you can be out of your Shvua. So when a loiva makes a shvua, there's no misogyn. Because mitzad the loiva has to pay up. He has to make, he made a shvua, he got to come through. So memela, zogta shenet yanka, what would be in this case? Where there are two bali chayvis, and one bal chayv, and the loiva made a shvua to one bal chayv and not to the other bal chayv. So he made a shvua to Reuven, let's say, and he didn't make a shvua to Shimon. So he said, if the shamishba's lamdas would be right, then it should end up that here the Shamishpat should be Maida, that the Malva, who was made a Shvu, to could chop everything. Why? Because the Malva is not chopping mitzad him. You're right, the Malva is not going to touch the Siddur that the second Malva left, because it's off limits, it's like Tzedakah. But the Lev himself is faced with the Shvu. He better come through, if not he's going to be over Shvu. So the Lev himself is going to have to take the Siddur that the second Malva left him, and run to the first Malva, and throw it at the first Malva in time, to make sure he does not over Shvu. So the Shamishba, that's why it's Maduik in the Shamishba. Shamishba said in this Sif, Sif Chavches, B'Sif Sha'aches, which is Sif Chavtes. But he could have mashed the exact same story in Sif Lamed, where one has a Shua and one doesn't have a Shua. He didn't do that. Why? Because in B'chai Gavno, in the case of Sif Lamed, if he made a Shua to one of the Malvas, that Malva will get everything. He can't mon everything. He won't be able to mon it, but the Loiva is going to run and pay him because the Loiva doesn't want to be over Shua. So it's going to end up that the Malva Rishon will get everything and the Malva Sheni will...
Sorry. That's in the source of the Siddur, really, it's close for the Loiva, not for the Malva, right?
Correct.
So let's say they have a chayv, both have to divide the chayv in half. So that, the two models, one of them takes $100. Each one comes in paying $50.
Good.
So now, if you're Masada half...
Let's say Masada give him $10 left over.
$10,
right?
$10, so he has to get half. One will get 45, the other one will be 50.
So one will get 45, the other guy will get 45. And then, since he has the shrua, he's going to have to run and take that 10 of Siddur left and give it to that malva.
Even without the shrua.
Without the shrua? So both will get 45.
Because one
you
say is not
going to
do Siddur.
No, I'm giving you another case. Both Malvis had Siddur, just to one he swore and one he didn't.
Go back to Shamishpa's
case. One he didn't do Siddur, one he made it tonight, there's no Siddur, one he made good. So there'll be 45-45, 10 will be left by the Leiva, he'll have to take half the Siddur and give it. So it will be 45-50, and the Leiva will get half the Siddur, which is 5.
So the Etzmuk is best, and the Chayv still remains.
Yeah, but hello, it another day, you're right.
So negate to the other one doesn't have to give him Siddur, right? He has to give back those $5 Siddur also, the extra $5.
Who will have to give back?
Reuven.
Malva number one is not subject to Siddur. He made it tonight. Malva number two didn't make it tonight. Is right. Yes, subject to Siddur.
So now that he got a Siddur from Malva number two,
right?
He still owes his whole chayv. He still owes to Reuven.
Right.
So now that he has another $5 Siddur, right, which he got those extra pajamas,
right,
now he has to give it to Reuven.
He should have to give it to Reuven himself.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
that could be different. That is different because since it came to him like by tzedakah, a loiv who collects tzedakah, does he have a chiv to take that tzedakah and pay off his malva? No, so he doesn't. The reason he could, he's allowed to, but he doesn't have a chiyuv, because since it was given to him with the terms that he should benefit it and not to be given to other malvis, so then he's allowed to keep it himself.
Perhaps malv number two gives him back those $5?
It's in theory, that's what he's doing. He's leaving it by him because of the Torah's message in which it's like tzedakah. And Memela, malv number one, can't chap it because it's tzedakah by the loiva. So he's not allowed to chap that. But if the loiva made a shvua, he got it. He has a, he's faced with a chiv deraisa, a shvua. He has to be.
So the same thing, if you got stuck afterwards, you have to fill the shvua?
And a kanami, why not? Yeah. Yeah, if you make a shvua l'chayra, the loiva, even if you got stuck, will have to be making the shvua. L'chayra. L'chayra. Oh, so the Shoshana Yaakov says that loiva shal mishra should come out, that only in tzif chav ches and chav tes it's like that, but in tzif lamed by a shvua, there the shal mishra will be moida that malva number one will end up with all the money, with all the siddha. But the Shoshana Yaakov himself says a different pshat. Blitz chiddush here. Let's see if we could remember the chiddush. He says like this. Again, misadrin is only a sofik. Sofik deraisa. Well, sofik. It's a sofik misadrin. Betzim, whoever's muksik should win. So the only reason I'm misadrin to a loiva is because he's muksik. So he says, I have a different, he says, the Shamish, without the Shamish, I have a different reason why the Shamish B'tzalach is true. He says like this, he says, the Shach says by Chenvani Alpin Kosai, is that when the, both the Chenvani and the Poyalim, what's the case, is I owe money to the Poyalim, so I told my Chenvani, lay out the money, pay my Poyalim, and I'll pay you back. I'll pay the Chenvani back. I have no idea if the Chenvani paid the Poyalim or not. I get a knock on the door the next day. The Poyalim met my door. They're waiting to get paid. I said, what do you mean the Chenvani paid you? Nope, they never received any money. Call up the Chenvani. What do you mean? I gave them the money. So now I'm stuck between the Chenvani and the Poyalim. I don't know what the Poyalim paid or not. The halacha is I got to pay again. Right? So there are different halachas. It's complicated halachas. But I just want to bring out one nekuda d'shach. The case is if the one of the two, who was it? I forgot which case it was. But let's say the Poyalim are not around. Poyalim died. I don't know. They're not around. And the Chenvani comes to Mun from me. So there, I have to pay the Chenvani the money. Even though normally, if I was put between the two, I wouldn't have to pay both. There's shrews involved here. But here, I will have to pay the Chenvani outright the money. Why? So k'teshach, as far like that. Since Mun of Shach, I owe somebody the money. I don't know who. I don't know who's telling the truth, but I certainly owe somebody money. So I can no longer have a cheskes mamin on this money, because the money's never going to stay by me. It's either I owe it to the Chenvani, or I owe it to the Poyalim. So I lose my cheskes mamin. So Mameli says, since the Chenvani's money from me, and he's a bari, it's a bari, and I'm only a shema, so it's a bari v'shema, without a cheskes mamin. So I'm going to lose. The only reason by v'shema we say that the shem is odd is because the guy has a cheskes mamon. But here I lost my cheskes mamon because for sure I have to give up the money to somebody. Oh. That's the concept he wants to bring out from the shach. When the guy has to give up the money no matter what, he doesn't have a cheskes mamon. So Meili says like this. Let's go back to our case. Malva number one made it tonight that there's no misadrin. Malva number two didn't make it tonight, so there is misadrin. So now like this, when Malva number two wants to collect on the loiva's door, he's knocking on the loiva, come pay me. The loiva says, I can only give you above misadrin, but you have to leave me the sheer misadrin. The Malva says, what do you mean? I hold like Rabbeinu Tam, there's no misadrin, it's a suffix. So he says, very nice, but I hold like the other Rishonim, there's misadrin. And since I'm muksik, I'm going to win. So the Malva number two will tell back Malva, tell the loiva, you're muksik? What muksik? You're not a muksik. If I'm going to leave you this money, what are you going to do with this money? You're going to take it and give it to Malva number one. Because Malva number one, you made it tonight that there is no misadrin. So Mamana Shochina can end up with this money. You're never going to have this money. Either you're going to give it to me, or you can give it to the other Malva. So, Bishloim, if there would be a din misadrin, okay, so I have to leave it to you. But that's a misadrin is a sofik. And I'm only leaving it to you because you have a cheskes mamon. You don't have a cheskes mamon here because you have to take that money and give it to Malva number one. You're never going to end up with this thing. So if you're not going to end up with it, then I have a right to be mighty that I can have a right to taina like Rabbeinu Tam. I have a right to take the money out of Rabbeinu Tam. Right. So neither will be a moksik. So neither will be a moksik. As he says like this. So Mamela should come out.
Is Kimli as strong as Bori?
No, but regarding here, there is no bari here either. It's a Safek HaShakol. I don't know if I hold like Rabban. I don't know if Rabban Tam's right. You don't know if the other Rishonim are right. But he has like this. That really, so let's break it up. So really, you don't have a Cheskes Manman. So really, that's, we're both coming on the whole money. So therefore, you give half, even of the Misajin, away to the first Malva. You'll give, you'll have to give half to the first Malva. And then, Moses Chedron, and I'll take I'm this Malva number two. I'll take the second half. But since I have a Sofek HaShokol, if I'm allowed to take it or not, there's a Dim Misajin. So then I'll give it back to you. At the end of the day, the Halacha of Shamishra will be the same. It means it'll come out the same, that the Leiva will end up with half the Misajin. He'll end up with the second half of the Misajin. The first Misajin will go to the Malva Rishin, but the second half will stay by the Leiva. Not because of the Shamishra Svara that the Malva can't, the Malva Rishin can't take tzedakah, can't take Misajin money. The reason why is because to the extent Malva Rishin wants to touch this money, then I'm going to take the money. Because if the Leiva loses his Din Misajin, if he loses his Din Cheskes Mamon, then I'm going to have to take the money. So mainly the Malva Rishin can never get the money. Going to Shecheshvin. But Meli says that even by Shvuah it should come out like that. Even by the case of Shvuah, it's nothing to do because you can't take a Misajin to take money, and if you have a Shvuah, the Shvuah will override it. The Vodir, if the Malva region wants to take this money, then you don't have a Cheskes Mamon. If you don't have a Cheskes Mamon, then I'm going to take the money. So the only way you're going to end up with it is because. So even when you make a Shvuah, you can't pay the Malva region. Because you're going to try to pay the Malva region, you got to pay me. Because then you don't have the Cheskes Mamon. So you're going to have to pay me. I'm not sure what you have to pay me. Look, it's a Suffolk. You have to pay both of us. I don't know. But at the end of the day, he says, Mamele, even by Shavuos, it should be like that, and he blames Tzorchin. It's a going to Cheshvin. It's a difficult Cheshvin. But the truth of the matter is, it's all Gebait on that Shach. And that Shach already is not Muskim. Shach himself has another sheet over there. And even in the Shach, I think it's a far stretch. The Shach is talking about where we have a Shail on one specific $100. I don't know, do I owe to the Chenvani or do I owe to the Poyalim? So Mamela, I certainly don't have it. So I'm not a Muksik. Like a Maitzi Aveda, the Paiskim say the same thing. The Maitzi Aveda certainly doesn't own the Aveda. So he doesn't have a Cheskes Mamon. So Mamela could be Maitzi from him, even with the Bar Vishem or other Cheshbonis, Erecha maybe, whatever the Cheshbonis are. But over here, the fact that I grabbed it, that the Levi has two malvas, or 20 malvas, but I have nothing to do with your money. It's irrelevant. It's nothing to do. It's not lapshat. I certainly borrowed money from somebody. I don't know who. No, I borrowed money from you, and I borrowed money from someone else. So to the extent that vis-a-vis between me and you, we have a safek, if a misajin or not, I have a cheskes mamon against you. The fact that I have all the bali chayvus that I have to pay up doesn't take away my cheskes mamon. Forget. I enjoy paying up my other bali chayvus. I'll pay off the debt. So forget it. It will be credited to me. It's my money. It's not we're donning the same $100. So even that cheshbon is a bit problematic. But all right, that's what he says. The Avnei Choshen has another cheshbon. Avnei Choshen turns everything around. And he doesn't like the Shamishvat Svara that it likes tzedakah and the Malva Rishon can't take tzedakah, Masajra money can't take. He doesn't hold like that. He holds Punk Faket. He holds Avada Malva Rishon's going to chap it, and there's no such thing. Avadi could take even Masajra money. But he says, Abazoi, then the Malva Sheni has no Chiv Masajra in the first place. Why does the Malva Sheni have a Chiv Masajra? To make sure the life is set up and he has money to eat and then food and clothing. If the Malva Sheni knows that whatever he's going to give to the Leiva is automatically going to go to the Malva Rishon, and is not going to provide for the Leiva, and the Leiva is still going to be penniless, without a shirt, without a home, without food, so I'm not giving the Leiva that money. I'm only giving the Leiva, I only have a chiv in the Torah to give him misajin, but I don't have a chiv to give him money and then end up by the Malva Rishon, and then Vaita, he'll be out in the cold. Right, but it's true. But if I know that he's not going to get it, let's say I know for some reason, no matter what I give the Leiva, it's going to get lost. He'll never be able to get clothing. Well, you know what? I'll give you a better case. Let's say the Leiva only has karka. Let's say the Sifch of Zayin. The guy only has karka. And he can't live on karka. He needs food and clothing. And he's living on the island. There is no food. There is no clothing to be bought. Do I have a chiv to give him the karka? Not. I only have a chiv getting karka if he can buy the food and clothing. To the extent he can't buy the food and clothing, I don't have a chiv. He cannot use this karka to buy food and clothing. The second I give him the karka, he's going to have to pay up the first bal chayv, the first malva, and he won't have. He'll never get food and clothing from this money.
Let's say a gambler,
he's going to
take the money away.
No, a gambler is, that's dumb operation. I gave him the money, he had the money, now he decided to throw it out.
I know what he's going to do with it. He's going to turn the money to Atlantic City. I shouldn't give him any money. Teretz is my chiv to give him the money. I'm going to do with him. When he does, I have the, I'm as a malva, I have the chuyah to give him a sadeh. What's going to happen afterwards to the money has nothing to do with me.
Okay, fine. At the end of the day, the question blev tzarekin l'mayis. I'll bring you a raya, is that we once had a prisha. The prisha says that when you have a shir masajin that you leave over for husband, it's loy v'loy lishta yelabonav. But since he's mechuyev to his wife mezaynis, prisha declares blev tzarekin tutzdanim. Could be now the husband, the loyv is mechuyev to take half of the money and share it with his wife because he has a chiv mezaynis to his wife. So at the end of the day, he's only going to be left with 15 days of masajin. I give him 30, and he has to share the half with his wife. If the anechayshim would be right. If I know that his wife's going to take half of it, I'll only give him half. And then I know she's going to still take half. I won't give him anything. Whatever I give him, she's going to have half. So I won't give him anything. LMI, you see not like that. You see like Moshe, that I have a chiv to give, but he does with the money into it. It's not my fault. It's not my headache. Okay. LMI says, I'm giving you the three tzedotim here. Sham Mishpat, Shoshana Yankev, and...
It's not that day.
Sorry? Right.
That's what happens. For tomorrow, I can't say, oh, tomorrow you're going to give it away. But this choy, right away, is the Shabbat.
Good.
Right,
so let me give the next 29 days, but today, that I know that she's going to chop half of it, I won't give him at all. Or I'll give him half. At least for today, Shia. I hear your cheshbon. I'm saying chot for today. Elamah, you see, that's not. I can't make these cheshbonis. All right. Let's move on, rabbis. I still want to finish the simon tonight. Sif chav tes. Some say there's no misajin by choiv. She'enu derech hava. Misajin is only said micha micha me'erchin. Micha said by mach me'erchin. It's only talking about the pasha of mach by hava. So if it's not derech hava, kegoin schirusoi. He hired himself out. Uschiris behemtoi. Uchiyetsa behen. All these cases not derech hava. It's not a hava. You're not going to have the pasha misajin. You'll let her wipe him clean. Imloy zakven olav b'milva, provided he was not zakven olav b'milva. He was zakven olav b'milva, and it turns into a chayv. But if he's not zakven olav b'milva, I don't have a pasha mezadrin. V'chein kishabal lifara me'arev. So too, if he comes to collect from a arev, she'enu kablan, an arev doesn't have a din of a loiva. An arev is just a guarantor. So since he's not a loiva, there's no pasha mezadrin, and comes out into sand. The loiva. It's in sand. The loiva, I have to leave a mezadrin. But the arev, I could wipe him clean. Because the Ari doesn't have a pasha misajin. The Leiv who borrowed the money, no, I got to leave over. The Ari who came in here like a tzaddik and came into the guarantee, I'll wipe him clean. That's what's going to come out here. Okay. Provided he's not a kablan, if he's an ariv kablan, that's worse. Ariv kablan is like a loiva, you can go directly to him, so he has a din like a loiva, and a melo, then even this shita would be made that there is misajin. The second shita is shigam, the ramah, shigam be'elu misajin, that even in these chayvis, in all chayvis, it doesn't have to be der chava, all chayvis, there will be a pasha misajin. And it's not here. Nezikin, Mazik, all the cases, any type of chiv, gzeila, gneva, any type of chiv, if it's not derech hava, it's going to end up being a machlekes, hapaisk, machlekes, rishayim, two sheetas in a machaba, if there's mesajin or not. All right. How do we paskin? So the Knesset HaGdoyle in Kuf Chavtes, HaGoyis HaTos, Sufkat Memches, says, Terayois, it's a sofik, two sheetas in a machaba, back to the drawing board. Kimli, Hametz Mekreel of Araya. The loiv is moksik. The mazik is moksik. The ganav is moksik. Whatever the chiv might be, the ariv is moksik. Whatever it might be, since he's moksik, he could say, Kimli, I go like the second sheet that even on these chayvis there is misajin, and mamela, you have to be misada for me. I say, Pasuk Knesset HaGdoyla. The Minchas Yitzchak does the same. There's a Minchas Yitzchak. I don't remember, he quotes a Knesset HaGdoyla, but in Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Hei Kuf Chaf Aleph does the same. He says, since it's a Sofik, so Kimli and Ikatayna, that is Mazajin, he's Moksek. Then in Minchas Yitzchak, Lake Su a bit more, which is nice. He says, Ki Yidua, it's a Machlekes, but Ki Yidua, many people hold that when a Machaba has Yesh Oimrim V'Yesh Oimrim, the Aloch is Kibasroi. If it's Stam, Vakak Yesh Oimrim, the Aloch is Kistam. But if it's Yesh Oimrim V'Yesh Oimrim, then the Aloch is like the second set of Yesh Oimrim. That's why he feels always with the second set. He says, Kosh again in this Mechaba, where he starts with Yesh Misha Oimrim, which is a Lashon Yachid, and feels always V'Yesh Oimrim, which is a Lashon Rabim, certainly the Mechaba's intention is to pass him like the second Shita, at least if you go like that, when you have Yesh V'Yesh, you pass him like the second. So he said, Vaitu, the Aloch will be that Lashigam Be'ilu Misajin. Kimli, and also the schedule that there's a mashmois and a machaba, that there's achra, like the second shita. I just want to take this apart, Rabbi Yisai. I have a problem with the Knesset HaGedayla. Knesset HaGedayla has a svara, that heyos it's a sofik, sveika dedina, mukhse, kimli, and a kapasant is misogyn. And it's true, we've done this before, right? The whole misogyn in the first place is a sofik, and the Knesset HaGedayla himself says it's a sofik, and the mavu kachapit, but the only reason why we have to do misogyn, because it's a sofik, kimli, that there is misogyn. So we know that. But now, Rabbi, so let's take it to, but now that I know that Be'etzim, the whole misogyn is a sofik, maybe I hold like Rabbi Antam, there is no misogyn. And I feel him to him to lie, we hold that there is misogyn. There's a makhloek as we show him, if there's misogyn on Sharchev, it's like Nizik and Schiris, etc. So, when negate the Schiris, it's already a Sfekseka. Sofik, there's no misogyn at all. And I feel him to him to lie, there's misogyn, but not by Schiris, not by Chavis, which is not Derechava. So, the Chayra, it's a Sfekseka. Okay, we could down if it's a Shem Echad. At least there's two reasons, it could be. There's two reasons why there's trace faking. There's two reasons, I'll say it like that. There are two reasons here why you might not have the ability for misogyn, the schus for misogyn. No vos. Even halach is, and hochem b'momen acha haroiv, and sfek sfek is like odif mi roiv. Sfek sfek is saying 50%, and then another 50% on the 50%, so it's like 75%. It's like odif mi roiv, and then hochem b'momen acha haroiv, memela the poiskim taina, that even by sfek sfek, you can't be mighty with a sfek sfek. So you have sfek sfek against a cheskes momen, the cheskes momen is going to win. So b'zai, so far so good. Everything is kishmak, memela. Since I'll say kimli, that is misogyn by Shar Chayvis. That first it's misogyn by Chayvis in general, and then Kimli on top of that even by Shar Chayvis, and that's fine. I'm allowed to say Kimli because I'm Moksik. The problem is like this, is that we have a Goyin, that the Goyin holds, you know, let me say over the Goyin, you'll see where I'm headed. The Goyin holds like this. The Goyin we had in Shin Mem Vav. There's a halacha called Shmira Bebailim. I borrow Chayvis from you, and I also borrow you at the same time. Do me a favor, pass me the bottle. While you're passing the bottle, I borrow the caves on you. Now I'm potter, the thing could blow up. I could be a shayla on it. Cult of, I don't know who you are, because it's Shmir Bavailam. There's a shayla in the Gemara, if we say Shmir Bavailam, to potter from Pshi as well. Maybe it only potter's in Geneva, Vaveda, Ainzin. The Pasha of Shmir Bavailam was said by Ainzin, by Shayl. Maybe it wasn't said by the two Pashas, Lefneza, but even by Shem and by Pshia. So Shail in the Gemara, Machloik is a Shail in the Gemara, Vachar Avino, and the Goyin holds, and Bedas HaRambam, that there's no Achra, and ends up a Sofik. The reason why you can't be Maitzi Mamin when there's Shmir Babaylan by Pshia, because the Shaim is Muxik. He's Pshaya, but he was Muxik. So up to Goyin. Now, then there's another halacha. I'll go to the next halacha. There's a halacha that there are certain cases that when you borrow, there's no shmir b'alim at all. It's a shayla negmar. Shalo le'rois boy. I didn't really borrow it. I only borrowed it to show off. I didn't borrow it to use. Shalo pachas mishavar pruta. There are certain cases in the Gemara is a shayla b'chalal if it's subject to the pasha shmir b'alim. That's how the Rambam learns the Gemara. That's how the Mechaba learns the Gemara. What would be Rabbi Sai if the guy was shalo le'rois boy and he was pesheya? What's the halacha? So the Rambam holds Yechayiv. Frek the Allah, what do you mean Yechayiv? Let him say, Kimli that I hold the Shmir Babaylam even by Pshia. And Kimli the Shmir Babaylam even by Shola Leroy's boy. So at the end of the day, it's only Svek Sveka. And I'm Moksik. And I should win. So why is the Rambam hold Yechayiv? Zok the Goy. No, over here Svek Sveka will be mighty me moment. Here it's going to be different. What's the svar of the Goyin? So we discuss Erech Shai, others. Pran the Goyin is Poshet, Lechayra, is that if you have a real Cheskes Momin, so Roiv cannot be mighty from a Cheskes Momin. But if I have already a Cheskes Chiv, so let's say I know for sure I borrowed money from you, and we're not sure if I paid back. So then Bari Vishema, who is Bari Yadav? Why? Because it's Bari Vishema, not against a Cheskes Mamen, because I have a Cheskes Kiv to pay you. So be a Bari Vishema against a Cheskes Kiv will be mighty. So too, if you have Roiv against a Cheskes Kiv, Roiv will be mighty. That's a Ra, the other Shinim like that, Mribina, there are, that a Roiv would also be mighty. Only against a Cheskes Mamen, Roiv can't be mighty. But if you already have a Cheskes Kiv anyway, you already for sure owe me the money, Amal, and we're not sure if you satisfied it, then Roiv is enough to go over the top, to be Machriya, and to be mighty the Mamen. Zok the Goyin, by a Shoyim who's Pesheya, freeze the moment right now. He's certainly a chayiv. It means he certainly has a sibus hamachayiv. He certainly was b'shei, he did something wrong that he should be chayiv. Now you're coming to patter him. It's like a cheskes chiv. You're coming to patter him and say that he could satisfy that chiv because it was shmira b'baylim. Oh, now you can't say you have a cheskes moment that's other from sfek sveika, because you be yisoid have a cheskes chiv. It's a lomdish cheskes. You have a yisoid. We see a pshi in front of us. We know for sure be yisoid. You should be chayiv. We just don't know if shmir b'baylim applies to you to patter you. And since there's a sfek sveika that says that shmir b'baylim doesn't apply to you, it's enough to be mighty moment from you.
Yeah, cheskes chiv. Look at the shmir b'baylim patters. Shmir
That's what I'm saying. It's a lom d'shachet chiv. You have a siba hamechayevis. Right now, I see that you're a pesheya, and I don't know if you have shmir b'ayim. That means I don't know if your shmir b'ayim is enough to take care. That's a goin. The ma'aseh says a goin. It's a goin. So now, kosher came by us. This loiva for sure owes me money. Not even having me. He's moida. He owes me money. He's just claiming poverty. But he for sure owes me the money. That's ein l'chachetz k'chiv galdam is there, because he still owes me the money. He's masupik. Maybe he has a schus mesadrin or not. And he wants to say kimli that he does because of a svek sveka. One second. I have a svek sveka saying that he doesn't have mesadrin. First, like Rabbi Natan Bechlal, there's no mesadrin. I feel him tibzon, there is. It's shar choivis. It's a gnev, gzela, mazik, schiris. He certainly doesn't have mesadrin. I have a svek sveka, which is like a roiv, like the goyin said. I have a svek sveka on my side to try to be mighty the choiv that he certainly owes me. So he has a cheskes chiv to pay me. So here, svek sveka will be enough to be mighty from the choiv. He has to come on to say that he wants to say kimli on two sveikas to be able to use mezadrin. But if he shows me the money, he doesn't have a cheskes moment. So he has a cheskes chiv. So l'chayra here, like the goyin, faket, I should paskin that there is no mezadrin because I want to be mighty with a svek sveika.
I don't owe you money. It's not going against
that.
I don't owe
it's
you.
It's saying that even though I owe you the money, but I have time, a schus. Yeah, but it's an override. I have a schus to withhold payment till I could afford to.
They're not going against each other.
It is. It's overriding. Really, really, you owe me the money, and now you're trying to. In Lomnitz, so Malva really, so now the Malva has this, but now the Malva has a svek svek on his side that he doesn't have to do mezadrin. So then he doesn't want to do mezadrin. You for sure owe me the money. Of emes a full fledged ketz money you don't have. You just have a schus eshtamshis in this money. If you're right, I'm mezadrin. If you're wrong, if there's no mezadrin, you got to give it to me.
Money makes it worse.
100% it makes it worse. It makes it more on the side of the Malva. But the Leiva for sure has an underlying chiv here to owe me the money. And now he wants to override that, just like there's a sure chiv pshi, and you want to override it with a p'tor shmir b'ayim. You want to override that you have a zaitik eschus to hold back what you need, als mezadrin. Yeah, but I have a svek sveka against that. I have a svek, a sofik rabbi natam, sofik shar rishayim, shar chiv, I have a svek sveka against that. So I should be able to be my zimamen.
It's worse in the case of the guy.
This is worse as a kasher. Which way is worse? You all here for sure. Should be. It's stronger than the goyin's case, right? Madoch in the goyin's case, the goyin holds that's considered a cheskes chiv because there's an underlying sibus hamechayeves. Coach, you can hear where you mamish lemaisa. You owe me the money. No one argue. You for sure owe me the money. So now you want to invoke mesajin with a svek sveika against you? Who said you could do that? All right, food for thought. If you learn like the Min Kasiyitzak, there we hold like the second because of Yeshayimim and Yeshayimim, but say this, and then that's it. It's like Achra and the Machaba. But if it's its first reason, like Knezak Day's reason, because it's a Sophic, Knezak Day himself holds it's another Sophic. So Knezak Day himself, it's a Svek Seika. So maybe this Svek Seika should be enough to be Maisi Mamen. All right, food for thought. All right, one more Nakuda before we go on is that.
Masadin can't be bothered by the Choy. Masadin is on top of Choy.
Correct.
So you can't say the fact that nothing to do with the owing money it can.
But there's an underlying chayv that you owe me, and you're supposed to pay back without them.
Masadin is always when you owe money. The owing money can't ruin anything.
But masadin is an override that says I don't have to pay you yet. There's an underlying chayv that says you got to pay me now. And you're trying to override that mesadrin, you're saying you don't have to pay me out. I understand, but I have no problems. If you have a real mesadrin, a valid mesadrin, that's fine. But here, you zikha v'siba mechebes that you have to pay me now. because that was the underlying chayv says. The underlying chayv says you got to pay me now. You just want to tag on misogyny and override and say you don't have to pay me now. You could pay me later. But Kimli, but you're going against my sfek seka that says you do.
Maybe you say it's simpler. The shalal chiv of the loib and the chiv of the malva. So the chiv misogyny is the chiv on the malva. The chiv on the chiv on the chayv is the chiv of the loib.
Yeah, no, but still a schus. Mazan is still a schus for the loiv to get to, like it's a dovish of a moment.
It's a schus for the loiv, but it comes from the malva. So the loiv is chiyev, is the body of a chiyev. The shal is, does the malva have a chiyev to give me massages? Right?
So you're making an extreme. Okay, if you go that, then even by one suffix, maybe the malva should be able to keep it.
Okay,
that you see, it connects loiv holds as a suffix. The Rishonim say the suffix, and we say kimli, and the loiv is not moitzram. I'm only saying by two sveikis, it's like that. All right. Fine. Another chiddush connects like deilo over there. Klez a shaylo. What would be if it's a regular ariv, not an ariv kablan, but he makes up ratzim mizeh goyva, ratzim mizeh goyva. He makes up that you can go to me first. It's an ariv. It's not. It's not, he didn't use a lashon arakam. He made ariv, but you can go to me first. What would the first sheet hold? Would the first sheet hold that that's like a kablan, which is like a loiva, that there is misogyn, or we hold that since you start only an arev, then blibe like shah chavis, that you would not be misogyn. And he says that it will blibe like an arev, and you would not be misogyn. That's how he paskins. He's machir, like doit the first shita, until you're a mamish, a kablin, it will have the status of an arev, and you will not be misogyn. We once mentioned this connected oil early on, is a problem, l'chayra, because the lamdis, if you look in the Rishonim, the lamdis is zakfin olav bemovo. The reason why a kablan has the same dinim of a loiva is because every kablan is like zakfin olav bemovo. It's like Zeva Truma says, like garu from zakfin olav bemovo. An arev who makes up that you can go collect from him first is like garu from zakfin olav bemovo. He's saying that I'm on the hook right now for sure. You can come to me first. So an arev who makes that up, l'chayr is zakfin olav b'milva, and every zakfin olav b'milva has a pasha v'ava. So black to ava, so l'chayr, even the first sheet should be moida b'kai gamna, that is misogyn. All right, let's move on, Rabbi. Let's chap around the last sif. Sif lamed. Had the misogyn, that's when the misogyn is dafka b'shalay nishba l'froya, if you didn't make a shvua. Aval nishba l'froya, if the guy made a shvua, a misogyn loy, you're not misogyn for him. V'hu ba'atzmoy, he himself, he has this chiv shur mutal alav, he's mechuyiv chayiv limkar, he's mechuyiv to sell, kol ma'ashe yeshla, everything, liquidate everything. V'afil chalak, even his shirt, u'mechnasayim, his pants, v'avneit lefroya l'bal choyvoy, v'yispalish be'efa, roll in the dirt and the ashes, v'lo yava, shuvah say, abi not to be mechuyiv, for not to be over alav, you have to give up all your money. So he's mechuyiv, even though there's an underlying misogyn, but al tishvu, the shvu is mechayiv the loiva that he got to do whatever it takes to pay up the choiv. In the olden God, in the olden shtaris, they very often wrote shvuas that he's nishba to pay up on time. The svardisha for sure. You see the loiva in the paiskim and shuvis, the lashenis with kaseida. The paiskim deal is that enough to mean this shvu, but if it is, I mean, today we don't write. If I'm saying if a guy makes a shvu, it's over. He has to do no matter what it takes. Vayin la'el simizes if tazvah, vayin la'kamon, and over there we're talking about whether he's mechiv to go work to pay up, remember? So if he makes a shru, he would be. Vayin la'el simanayin gimel, but then mishan nishpa l'shalom l'chaveri. Now, look at the piskei tshuva sivkot and tezvav. This guy made a shru, ayin b'mishan l'melech, milch shvuas, mevuah, d'harcha mayri afilu mleke kedei l'froya kol achayiv. Even after he'll liquidate everything, all his belongings, he still won't have enough to pay up. Still, afim lo yisadu lo, even if he wouldn't be misadu, he still won't have enough. Still, mikom makom chi veshua chalom lo, al kol pruta u pruta. V'chayim v'vu b'tshuvas revaz. He has to liquidate everything, pay up everything, and still remain a balchayv. So the rest is going to have to wait. He has to pay up everything he could. The shru is on everything he could. And l'chayim on the rest, he's a noinus. Because he can't. So l'chayim on the rest, he's a noinus. But whatever he could, he's mechiv. What? If he gets taka, no.
He
have to give it up. Okay. So,
if he's dying, if he doesn't have
no, because it's Hakonis and Foshis overrides the Yisrael Torah, right? B'chaybehem. Only by the Gibbon Laveris. So if a guy gives him food, maybe he's Mukhiv to divide it, he has to eat like an Oni, like a Ravon, even though it's a misogyny, he can eat like a Benini. He has to, what? Whatever, he'll have to do mamish to bear, unless he needs it because he'll get frostbite, whatever.
Bear.
What?
He has to go
bear. Right, I'm saying, unless Right,
he can borrow clothes. Can't take clothes.
He won't be able to take clothes unless he borrows them. Right, unless he borrows clothes. Right.
All these things that say in the beginning of the sentence that the lawyer does not have to do. He doesn't have to go collecting, he doesn't have to.
But if you're for sure, he does have to go. Right, he has to do whatever it takes. Right, this guy's going to have to do whatever it takes. Okay, one more. Look at the next Piskei Tshuva. V'yispalish be'eifa, ayin v'nisiv v'samishpat le'el, she'kosef de'davka sholeh nishtanam mi'birishoyin ha'idei oynis t'shkik v'lishkiyak. He is in the same financial matzah, pachas ha'yesa, that he was at the time of the Shuvah. Then, m'chiv l'spalish be'eifa, kevin de'la'asni. He should have made a condition in the Shuvah that if he's so poor, he won't keep the Shuvah. He didn't do that, so he's stuck. Avam nishba k'shoya oshi, if he made the Shuvah when he was in good times, he was wealthy. V'heni, and then later on he became poor. Machmas oynis, it was out of his control. It's not like he threw the money out. It was out of his control. Vaday de'pato mishvuase, then he's going to be pato from Shuvah. Why? The oynis to loy asik adaitayu, as an oynis that he didn't have in mind, he couldn't think of. Vechenu behedi biyaridaya, and an oynis to loy asik adaitayu is part of mishvua. So if this guy became poor later on, that's like tassan. It's like an oynis because he needs the remaining for his clothing and food. So that's considered oynis, even though it's not so consafashes, but it's enough to be considered an oynis to part him from his chiv shua. If he made the shua when he was in his matzah, obviously he meant even so. But if he didn't, then it's going to part him even from that. That's the nesivus zaitza. So tumim here, I'm going to be messing with this. The tumim is a kashi, he has a makoik is yishayim, he has a rivosh, which implies not like that. L'chayy didn't go like the Nesivis, that the Ravosh implies that even by a Shavua you leave over the Shem Masadrin, and he wants to know what's going on. So this is coming from a Chazei Atnufa, L'chayy to Makwek as Yishayinim. And the Tumah says, Intesanta Blitzchidish, and he says like this, he says that when a person makes a Shavua, his Kavani is to whatever his Chiva Torah is. If he has a chiv atari to pay, so he'll pay. And he's making a shua that not only my chiv, but I even make a shua, I guarantee it. I'm going to swear, I guarantee that I will pay. But if the Torah gives the loiv the right of Masadrin, so when he made the shua, he never intended to override that right. He only meant to make a shua that he's going to pay whatever the Torah is mechayiv him. But if he's allowed to keep Masadrin, Avadi's going to keep the Shia Masadrin. That Avadi he's going to keep. The male of the Rivash who holds the Masadrin, the Mel of the Rivash held that even with the Shavua you have to leave over Masajin. The Chazei HaTnufa Zokdeh maybe held that there is no Masajin, maybe held like Rabbi Notam that there's no Masajin, so then even if you make a Shavua it will override the Masajin because there's no Masajin altogether. You have a Chiv to pay whatever you have, it means there's no Masajin in the Torah, so then if you make a Shavua it will be Chal on every last asset that you have. But he says since it's a Sveika Dedina if you hold Masajin or not, so he says, when I get to the regular Pasha Masajin, Savado, you would have to leave to the Loiva because the Loiva is Muktzah, like we keep on saying. But when I get to Shvu, which is Safek Deraisa L'chumra, the Loiva would be Mechuyev. Maybe he meant even that, because there's two ways to tie to Shvu, that he meant even that, Mamele, he's Mechuyev to give everything up. Mamele, the Mechaba has the best of both worlds. That's when Mechaba was able to Paskin Masajin, because here it's Kimli that there is Masajin, but here he was able to Paskin that when you make a Shvu, you got to give everything up, but here it's a Sofek Darayis L'chum, and Mamele, you got to give everything up.
He has to give back himself, so still finishes the Chay, he's paid up.
What? Well, once the Malva gets it, then the Malva is Muxik, so you don't have to give it back to the Leiva. Once the Malva has it. But that's the Tumim's word. The Maisa, we don't have time, but the Erech Shai and the Merebina, they argue with the Tumim, and holds the Kasha, not the Kasha. The Moshe Erech Shai says, bottom line is, when you open up the Shulchan Aruch, you open up before, and you see that because it's a Safik, you are Misadrin. Whatever it is, but you see him Misadrin. So because he's Misadrin. So when the guy made the Shua, all he meant is whatever state in Shulchan Aruch, whatever is going to be La'alaka. If La'alaka La'maisa, the Loive has a right to Misadrin, even Mitari Safik. So when he made the Shua, he only meant that too. He only meant that you have to leave over to me the Shia Misadrin, because that's the Din, Mitari Safik. So he said if the Tum would be right,
in the Nazvan of the Rivash, then it's not true over here. Then you would have to leave a Misadrin too. Elamai, it's not true. He said when you make a shua, Adam is free also, or if it may be Nizaito, he said that Adam meant to help out the Malva, that Malva has a hefset with Misadrin, that Adam meant that the Malva shouldn't have a hefset, and the Mela Vado, when you make a shua, it overrides the Misadrin, and the Rivash is talking about a totally different case. The Rivash is talking about when the guy didn't have a Havah. When the guy was Machayiv himself in the first place, he now created the Kray right now with the Shavua. So he says, whatever you did with your Shavua, that's what you did. You don't see a Tfuyeh also, and you don't see a hefset on the Malva's part. So why should you think that when you're making a shul, you mean to go all the way at the end and leave yourself mamish beer? That you don't see. But when it's a regular avod, that anyway you have the parasha of Masajah without your shul, and now you made the shul, that's what the shul was, to take care of the marvo, and avada therefore the makabah pasim. That with the shul, we're going to override the parasha of Masajah. All right, Rabbi, say, with the geshmak is man, he went over to him this year, you have to pay that. Very long timing, very geshmak. This timing is very unique, it's from Masajah, it's an extremely unique thing, it has so many mitzvahs deraisa. You remember from the beginning, you have a mitzvah to lend, l'fil l'kinoisha, and then talks about hukas mashkin, hushas tishivenu, and then you can't go into the house in chav, and kalei echo nefesh, v'agir almona, mamish l'avim noch enoch, haseiz noch enoch, mesajit, it was a packed simmer, I don't know of any other simmer in the Kresha Mishwas that has so many mitzvahs that I see, it's all in one, there's mamish half a dozen here, all in one, tamar b'chut, it's mamish, a shmak, a simmer, shkoyach abaytai, b'lina, that we'll see each other next year, gesinta haidav, gesinta zimmer.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.